Hello everyone. Namaste, blessings. This is Lily with Nature's Blessings. You can find me at natures-blessings.org and also at psychicspiritinyou.com. Today's podcast is all about this beautiful plant, sage, in particular white sage, and I'm super and very excited for two main reasons. And number one reason is because sage is one of my favorite psychic and spiritual tools to use in sacred ceremonies, in rituals, before healing practices, before any moon transmissions that I host for my friends. So this is number one. And number two, because I have the honor to interview today a very beautiful and dear friend of mine who is not only very passionate about sage, but is also very, very connected, not only on the spiritual level or energy level, but also she's connected physically because she grows and she harvests sage. And her name is Monica Magyar, and I had the pleasure to meet her where she lives. She lives in a monastery as a monk in California, and she's also born in the same country I was born, in Romania, so that's even a beautiful thing that I have to add here. She's a mother. She's a theosophist. She's a meditator. I mentioned before, she's a monk. Yes, she's a monk, so that's beautiful. She works with energy. She's a Reiki practitioner, and she loves plants, absolutely loves plants. She says that plants are her friends, and she learns from them how to heal herself and her relationship with nature. So I welcome to the show today, Monica Magyar. So welcome to the show, beautiful friend.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello, Lily. Thank you for inviting me in your wonderful healing space. And what can I say? It's an extreme pleasure to be able to share my deepest feelings about plants with people that are like-minded and they love nature and they do yoga and they love you and everybody in this world. So mm-hmm. they are having open hearts and open minds. What can be better than that?
Beautiful, Monica. Thank you. I'm excited. So let's get started.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. My first question to you is, because I know you love sage and I have your sage. I know you guys harvest this sage and it's just so beautiful and it's so powerful. And my main question to you is, why white sage, this plant in particular, is your main interest?
Sure. I came across white sage when I moved to Madre Grande Monastery, and besides its known medicinal properties, for example, it is the plant of choice when you're trying to clear upper respiratory tract ailments like regular colds or sore throats. It especially draws our attention for its energy and the way it manages water. From an energetically point of view, it clears negativity and it does create a space where one can grip on what is going on and possibly come up with a less selfish reaction to that irritation from the environment or from inside. We are having a lot of Native American activity on our property.
Uh-huh.
That means people, Native Americans lived here. They left traces, and we are recorded in different spots in the country as a place where you can find Native American traces. And they used to use this plant, and they still do, for blessing, cleansing, purification. They are burning it during religion and personal ceremonies. That's how we came to have a profound respect for white sage, for the whole natural environment where it lives and its ancient spiritual roots. So because our land was and is used as a ceremonial place, we are strongly connected, especially with this plant.
Yes, actually, I want to mention that I actually visited your place, and it's just a very powerful spot of energy there. To me, it's like a vortex of really creative energy, and sage is like a bonus. Yay! I love that. So tell me about the name of the plant. What does this name signify?
The Latin name of white sage is Salvia apiana, and sage genus or derived its title from the Latin verb salvere. That means to experience well-being and health. A lot of people are using salvia officinalis in their cooking. So you can find salvia officinalis in any grocery store, and it really makes your food taste delicious. The white sage is rarer, and it looks like it has completely different properties. It's too strong to actually use it for cooking, and too spiritual to use it as a throwaway incense. It has an extraordinary reputation as a cleanser of negative impressions and as a fast-acting psychic energizer. So, yes. You can add at any time. You're the specialist here.
Okay, so you strongly suggest don't use white sage in cooking.
That's for sure.
Okay, use it more for the spiritual properties and more for, as I said, for rituals, before the healing session, for cleansing, detoxifying, purification, but not cooking. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about the medicinal properties of white sage?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is a very potent plant, like I said, and it is contraindicated for pregnant and lactating women. I had my own experience with sage tea when I had to stop lactation after a stillbirth, so it was the only that brought me comfort. It does stop lactation. White sage is very well known for clarifying congestion, sore throat, and flu symptoms through inhalation. So mm-hmm. if you boil some water and then throw in the pot white sage and any other plant that you like to use when you're in the middle of a cold, that will help a lot. Like you will be able to breathe, and the cough will ease the symptoms of the cough. And it can be used for mild teas, especially, for example, when you have problems with your gums or the sore throat. Just rinse your mouth with a mild white sage tea, and it will it has antiseptic properties and will help a lot also. In a bath also, soothing baths, you can put little bags with white sage in a bath and it will make your day.
Mm.
It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary for decreasing migraine headache, in alleviating menstrual pain by applying a poultice on your belly when you feel like you have no other way to get out of those horrible pains. And it can be used under guidance of a certified alternative medical practitioner for treatment of menopausal syndrome. It does have a calming and an energizing effect in the same time. It elevates your mood and relieves depression and anxiety. What I do recommend, the oil, white sage oil is very strong, so I do recommend that you dilute it with olive oil or any other oil base that you have available, and test it first. So you make sure you're not allergic, you don't have any skin irritations or swelling. So just test it before you use it. Yes.
So this is for the physical, basically. The medicinal
Yes.
properties, the physical ones you mentioned. Okay,
Exactly.
that's amazing. That's amazing. What about the spiritual benefits? Can you tell us a little bit about the spiritual benefits of the plant?
Absolutely, Lily. Let's what I've noticed from my own experience is that white sage is mainly calming the mood. It does create a space necessary to understand better where you are at. It is raising the spirit. And yes, and it is increasing your ability to listen to your higher
Your power,
power,
yeah.
and bring your noble goals into practice. It's an incredible increaser of self-confidence. It's quieting the mind and helps you pay attention. And if we can get there to pay attention, 90% of our problems are resolved. And then, yes, then everyone, if their mind is still, if our mind is still enough, everyone can find the best way to react in less selfish, and we are connecting with the universal energy that everybody has access to for to continue our healing purposes. Yes.
This is actually my I love the spiritual benefits. I mean, I love the medicinal one, but the spiritual one, I can totally tell you that when I create a sacred space for a ritual, for a moon transmission, whatever I am doing for a healing practice with one of my clients before that, when I burn sage, immediately, absolutely immediately, I connect with the spirit. It's such a powerful force. Sage is a medium that really connects you with a higher power, with your higher self, with the spirit guides, with the angels, with God, whatever it is that you resonate with. So it's you feel it. I mean, I feel it in an instant. It's just so unbelievably powerful. So I really love that. It's just amazing. And I also use hydrosol. I use spray. I don't know if it's. Let's talk about actually. Let's before we go into hydrosol and into the other one, burning sage and the ways that you use sage. Let's actually ask you another one because you mentioned it before to me, and I want to really point this one about healing energy. You said you're a Reiki practitioner. I know that, but you told me that you actually interact with the plant via healing energy. So can you tell us how do you do this?
Yes, it's just one thing from the beginning. Anybody can do it. We are sources of energy. The universal energy flows through each one of us. It makes no difference if we are Reiki practitioners or on the beginning of the healing path or extraordinary people that were on the healing path for years and for their whole life. So particularly in our case, we are Reiki practitioners, like I said, and we use Reiki in our and any other type of healing energy in our life when we harvest, when we plant, when we use the seeds, we are connecting. It is a how to say it, a respect that you add to the process. You are totally there, open and ready to communicate and put all your heart and all your effort in what you're doing. So that's why lots of people commented on the power that the hydrosol and the oil all these little things that we are doing out of sage have because of the way we process them. And
It's the intention, it's the energy that you put in.
Yes, it is the energy that you put in it. And I bet you that if somebody from our listeners is deciding to cook a wonderful cake and they are putting their love into it, they're going to have the same effect. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
The
because
white
everything is
sage,
energy, right? Everything is energy, and
yes.
then it depends on the energy that you are. You are. Yeah, we are all energy. So the thing is, like, you put the energy into it, and then you are honoring the plant. You treat it with respect, and you're very present with the plant. So
Yes.
that's just so
Well,
beautiful.
well
Nice.
put.
Yeah.
Exactly what I wanted to say.
Beautiful. So, Monica, what's your favorite way to use white sage?
I think the hydrosol meets the majority of my needs because of its versatility. I have first tried this form of white sage when I was driving, and I used to drive a lot. So I used it to make me present when I'm driving, to make me understand people that are doing mistakes around me when I'm driving, so I'm not blaming things on them. That was a very practical application of the white sage hydrosol for the good of the world. It's incredible. So that's how I started realizing that white sage in that misty form really sprayed on my face really has a makes a difference in my presence. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
You
what I
wanted
was
to add
saying is,
something?
like, yeah, the hydrosol. Sometimes, people don't like to burn sage, especially if you are an enclosed space. Some people, it's hard for people to breathe. So, like you said, you can use it in your car, like in a small space. So that's why I use the hydrosol. But tell us what the hydrosol. Some people might not know what hydrosol is. Maybe you can explain that.
Sure. So, whenever we are preparing the plant for distillation, there are two products that are coming out of this process: the oil that is on the top of the hydrosol, that is a liquid that resembles floral water, and it contains all the active principles of white sage that are soluble in water. So it is in a way complementing the oil. In the hydrosol, you find substances and the active principles that you don't find in the oil. And you can use them for people that have problems with the immunity system, so they're less allergic reactions to the hydrosol than to the extremely potent essential oil of
Yeah,
white
that's what I
sage.
wanted to mention. The oil is actually an essential oil. So it's a difference between oil and essential oil. Essential oil is very super powerful, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. Yeah, thank you for adding that.
Yeah.
Exactly. The essential oil, you must diluted. I mean, it's incredible. After you worked with it a long time, you will know when you can use it straight in what quantity. But give yourself time to know that essential white sage essential oil well before you're using it in straight.
That's awesome because I use the hydrosol from you guys, and it's just, I love it. I absolutely love it. If
Yes.
I do this, I sing music and I go travel, and I like to create my sacred space. And sometimes, this, or before I teach yoga in a class, I cannot really burn sage. So what I do, I use hydrosol. So that's a beautiful thing. So it's such a blessing to have this hydrosol available. And I also use the oil, the essential oil, like you said, diluted. Especially when I sometimes, I encounter this sort of like psychic attacks or negative energy from the outside. And as soon as I rub my temple or around my head, then I feel an immediate relief. So it's just so amazing. I mean, I love sage. It's one of my favorite plants as well. So I want to ask you also about do you have any advice for people that love plants, including white sage in general, all kinds of plants? How to make friends with the plants? Because you taught me, you show me when I visited you guys, you show me how to connect with plants. Can you tell people how you make friends with these amazing, amazing, beautiful plants?
Yes, sure, Lily. Sure, my pleasure. Again, I always recommend knowing which plants are your alleys. That what I mean by that is to find out what plants have your heart, are making that heart connection with you when things are really getting tough. And what I recommend especially is to develop this sacred relationship with the plants before the times are hard. So when you're neutral, and I will give you an example. Usually the plants that grow close to you, around your house, are the most potent plants, and they want to help you. We are all in this universal life, so everything around us benefits from our existence and vice versa. So there is this permanent transfer of energy in between the plants and us, animals and us. So people and people. So respect and take advantage of these changes of exchanges of energy. Recommend to look and to feel the changes in to look for and feel the changes in behavior that you can have after you interact with the plant. They are subtle changes. Maybe you're not that sharp anymore after you went outside and made a connection with the plant. Maybe the way the leaves are taught you how not to give very sharp, straight answers to things, and you can round your voice and express love. That's what I mean. The right plant will say something to you that might be unconsciously taken in, and then you will be able to express it for the better of your family, for increasing the quality of your life. For incredible things might happen from this communication with the plants. I have three really, really short points that the most herbs are sharing the healing abilities with people over long term when you use them consistently and in small doses. So don't exaggerate. You don't need to eat a plant. You just need to build a relationship with it. If you can follow, like Lily guides you, the times of the year, if you're aware when the new moon is, the full moon is, then you can really observe the physical journey through the year of the plant and learn your own journey, and it's going to be an incredible help on your own healing path. That's it, Lily.
That's beautiful. I love, I have this connection with plants, and I call it like telepathic connection. It's like when I tune into the plant, and people say, "How do you tune into the plant?" Well, you just think, you just put your attention, and then you kind of like see the plant with your eyes, being so present with the plant. Feel the plant, hear what the plant is telling you, maybe knowing what the plant is, maybe you feel the plant, and just sit quiet and ask to have answers from the plant, and then the answer will come. It's like when you connect with spirit guides. It's the same thing when you connect with your angels, with any ally, any friend in the spiritual world. The plant is also a medium that you can find answers from your higher self. And as I said, sage is one of my favorite plants. It's just so potent, it's so powerful. So yeah, thank you for adding this. It's just so beautiful. I love it.
Lily,
yes.
I have a very, very little question for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Did you hear or about offering something to the plants or to angels, or do you ever recommend that, like little offerings of it doesn't need to be something very expensive, but a little piece of bread or a
yeah.
cornmeal or,
that's beautiful. You know what, you can offer anything. You can offer a prayer, so you start from a prayer, but you can offer something physical because it makes it more you know, stronger. I love to sometimes when I go like in a very deep work, like sacred work into different places of the world, sometimes I use a piece of orgone which I'm creating, and that's orgone. Orgone is a life force, or prana. It's another name for life force or prana. So I do that offering. Or I can use a piece of crystal, or just a little piece, you know, just a plant. Or I work with shamans in Peru, and what they usually do as an offering, they use coca leaves before they enter into a ceremony, and they do a lot of offerings with that. So yes, you can do this kind of offerings, whatever the intuition, whatever your spirit guidance tells you to do. So yes, I love it, Monica. Let me ask another question. Do you guys, I know you grow and you harvest your own sage. Do you have any advice for people that want to do that? I know I have a plant for you from you. You gave it to me, you gifted it to me, and I take care of it, and I want to make, I want to grow more. But do you have the any advice?
Sure. It's for our plants. It is clear for us that we are not using any pesticides or petrochemical, anything that is damaging to environment is absolutely forbidden on our land, and never used in our plants cultivation or harvesting, processing or packaging. So we're free of that. And what we do consciously and with very much attention is that we're infusing our love, our intent, like you said, our intent in everything that we are doing. We are present and we're thanking the earth and the human beings for everything that they do to increase the spirituality of this place and of themselves. All our sage is prayerfully picked, and we are harvesting only even less than 30% of the plant. We are ensuring that our plants, we're not destroying the plant, we're not pulling them when we are harvesting the leaves, so we are very careful. We are growing the plants from organic seeds and transplant them into pots when they're like from the propagation trays, when they're around 2 or 3 inches long. We're transplanting them into pots and then in the ground. Now, we do have a watering system. White sage doesn't like to be watered too much. So for people who are living in Oregon or Washington where the weather is wetter, they were going to have a hard time growing white sage because it likes a sandy soil where the water can drain from. And yes, so that's very important. Don't overwater your sage plant if you want to have one.
Oh, I see. I see. So, okay. Thank you for this tip.
Yes, and then,
because
and
I'm kind of like, I have tendency to overwater. Okay, thank you. Beautiful.
So that's what we are doing.
That's awesome. So you only pick like less than 30% from an adult plant.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
and you treat it with respect.
Plant,
you're very present. Everything is organic. This is the right way. No GMOs, no chemicals, no pesticides. So that's beautiful. So everything is natural the way it's supposed to be. Awesome, Monica. Thank you so much for this information. I love that. Now tell me if people want to find more information about White Sage, about you guys, about you in general, where can they find you? Where can they find more about you?
Yeah, sure. Our website, www.lucky6farms.com. Six is number six spelled out. And on our Facebook page, that is Lucky Six Farms also. So our name is Lucky6Farms.com and on Facebook, and we are sharing lots of our experiences and findings and teachings that this plant shares with us. We are sharing them with everybody there.
Gorgeous, Monica. I thank you so
Thank
much. This is being wonderful information. What a delight to have you on our show. Beautiful. So thank you again so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Lily.
Beautiful. Okay, beautiful people out there, I hope you enjoyed our show today. And I wish you blessings. I wish you peace. So again, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings. You can find me at natures-blessings.org or psychicspiritinu.com. And I wish you all the best and health, vibrations, and namaste. Signing off for now.